Namini Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve. Gaudavani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschpitavai Pracharine. So yesterday, Krishna told Arjuna that you want to know about my vibhutis, my specific opulences, in detail, but for me to tell you in detail about all of them is not possible. So, Pradhanyata Kuru Shrestha. I'll tell about a few of them, some of the main examples. Now in text 20 he begins, Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastitaha. I'm the Atma within all living beings. And here, Srila Prabhupada comments that he's the Paramatma. He's the soul within the heart, and he's also within the heart of the living entity, and he's also the soul of the entire universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So in both ways, he's the Supreme Atma. We're the individual Atmas, and Krishna is the Supreme Atma. Aham adis cha madhyam cha bhutanam anta eva cha. And he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Everything comes from Krishna. He's the origin. Everything is finally withdrawn into Krishna. What is it? Yato vayimani bhutani jayante. And in the middle, they're maintained by Krishna. Krishna, the three phases of time, time is Krishna's impersonal representation. So Krishna's past, Krishna's future, Krishna's present, every phase of time is a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's the beginning, the middle, the end. Once you've done the beginning, the middle, and the end, that's everything. So Krishna is everything. Is that all right? Adityanam aham Vishnur Jyotisham Raviram Shuman Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. Of the Adityas, Vishnu. Now, I wonder whether that Vishnu means Vamandev.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, he's the son of Aditi.
He's the son of Aditi. That's who it should be, I would think. Every now and then there's also a demigod Vishnu, but I don't think that's who's referred to here. Aditya means the sons of Aditi. Yeah, here we are. Nope, that's not mentioned. Okay. Vishwanath comments that Vishnu is also another name of the sun.
Yeah. Prabhupada mentions in the purport as well.
Also, huh?
First he says that there are 12 adityas of which Krishna is the principal.
Yeah, and then he mentions the sun. Yeah. Right. Yajchakshuresha savitak sakala grahana. So, of the adityas, the sun is Krishna. The sun is the principal Aditya.
As Surya Narayana?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, see, the sun is the most prominent or most...
Yeah, what we're finding in every category is that Krishna is the chief in that category. For example, Chashanam Makaras Chasmi. Among aquatics, I'm the shark. Now, it doesn't mean that the shark is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in the aquatic category, the shark is very prominent. So the most prominent member of every category can be taken as a representation of Krishna. So among the Adityas, Vishnu, and Jyotisham Raviyam Shuman, among the lights, I'm the sun. So let's see what's What else is said here about that? So twice the sun, according to Vishnu. Adityanam aham Vishnu, Jyotisham Ravi Amshuman. Radiant sun, having many rays. And Marichi Marutam Asmi, among the Maruts. The Maruts are the demigods in charge of the winds. So among them, Marichi is prominent.
They are the sons of Diti.
Are they?
Yeah.
Right, they are, aren't they? Right, so they are. So he's the chief among the Adityas, he's the chief among the Daityas also. And Nakshatrana Maham Shashi, among stars, the moon. There are so many stars, but the moon is very prominent. What is that that Chanakya Pandit says? That what is the need of so many stars? One moon gives the light of so many. Yes?
S-O-N or S-U-N?
Excuse me?
Vishnu is S-O-N or S-U-N?
S-U-N.
S-U-N.
Yeah, that's sun. Yes?
Stars refer to all the planets in this universe, so does that mean that?
No, it doesn't mean all the planets. It means that Prabhupada explains that what we see as stars, those are also like planets reflecting the light of the sun. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport.
So doesn't include like the planets we know as Jupiter, Saturn?
No, those are not stars. Those are planets. Yeah. They're not nakshatra. Nakshatra means they're specific. In Vedic astronomy, there are grahas, which are planets, and then there are nakshatras, which are stars or star formations. Nakshatranam. So among the stars, Shashi, the moon. Why is the moon called Shashi?
No, because of the rabbit.
Yeah, there's a rabbit in the moon.
Is the moon also a star?
Excuse me?
Is the moon also a star?
Is the moon also a star? Yes. That's indicated here because Krishna says, among the stars, I'm the moon. So the moon is placed, and that's Prabhupada talks about that in the purport. It's in the category of the stars.
But then in Vedic astrology, the moon is a planet.
True. But here, he's in the star category. And in the old book, it's not mentioned at all.
Maybe it's just on a more from our viewpoint, from what we see at night.
Maybe
the most prominent.
Maybe as soon as you start with maybe. Prabhupada said you should start in the closet.
Well, the stars.
Could be. Maybe. Perhaps. Why not? Yes.
What's the Vedic definition of a star? Is it different from?
Well, Prabhupada explains it as a luminary that reflects light from the sun. That's what Prabhupada says here about the stars.
Generally, when we look up, then like, you know, sometimes we see the other planets and look like stars.
That's also true. It means that we're really out in the corner here and we hardly see anything, you know. We don't know what's what out there. Yeah. Then we get our big telescopes and we say, oh, now we know what it is. And then we spend huge amounts of money and we go to the moon, supposedly, and get some dust and some rocks and come back. And then we stop going because, it's not that interesting anyway. We thought there was something there, but since there's nothing there, why go again? But we'd like to go, now we'll send something to Mars, because very important to send something to Mars.
You wrote an editorial article on that.
Yeah.
What about the moon, you know?
Yeah, what about the moon?
When I sent, we were going to explore Mars, wrote, what about the moon, you know?
Yeah, what happened to the moon? Recently, by the way, there were like 70 boxes of the original recordings, video recordings of man landing on the moon and all the Apollo space missions, and NASA has announced that they can't find them.
Wow. Too bad.
NASA has spaced out.
Too bad. And all the minions.
Pictures of the guy doing like this, like he's swatting a fly.
So all that's left is the pictures of the pictures, because what NASA did at the time, although they didn't tell us at the time, was they took their original recordings and projected them on a screen, and then the television stations picked that up, and that's what we saw on television. So the original high-definition videos of that famous event that Prabhupada completely dismissed are missing.
Where the money goes. That's where the money goes.
Yeah.
Sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
The American public paid for it.
Is the knowledge of the Gita makes mankind on planet
Earth? Yeah.
Only for...
No, Krishna says, I spoke this to the sun god, Vibhishan. And he spoke it to Manu, so it was not only for, it's not only for Earth, it's for everyone.
So, because it looks like he's, you know, he could have said, maybe on heaven you see different things.
Yeah, yeah. He could have said, you know, among stars I'm the Earth. But
no, I mean,
this is the Earth version of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
You know, they have different editions for different planets. You know, it's like we have Spanish and Italian and English. So this, we have the Earth edition. Exactly as it was spoken to Vibhishan, you know, might have been slightly
expanded.
Yeah, maybe it could have been larger, or we don't really know.
But
Krishna says, I spoke this science to the sun god.
That's right.
So the science hasn't changed.
Yeah, obviously it's different because it's there's no Arjuna Uvacha in the...
Yeah, on the sun god, on the sun planet, there wasn't Arjuna Uvacha.
Yeah.
So
or Sanjaya Uvacha.
No, Sanjaya Uvacha. But the same principles were taught.
Yeah, the whole first chapter is different.
Okay.
He's not convincing the fight. Maybe. Maybe not convincing the sun god to fight or something.
No. We don't know. But he spoke the science to the sun god.
I just was thinking that Uddhava Gita actually is very close to Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, the same principles everywhere.
So maybe we give a Swami to something.
Maybe. We don't really know. Vedanam samavedosmi devanam asmi vasavaha. Among the Vedas, I'm the samaveda. And devanam, among the demigods, vasavaha, Lord Indra, the king of heaven. And indriyanam manaschasmi, among all of the senses, I'm the mind. The mind is the center of the senses. Yes. Among the mind, among the senses, the mind. Yes. Loud.
Someone can say, how is that actually the mind is making all the troubles in our life?
Mind is doing what?
Causing all the troubles.
Causing all the troubles.
Yeah, mind is causing all the troubles, or the mind is very good. What is that? The other verse? Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmaivatmana jitaha. Anatmanas tu shatrutve, parte tatmaiva shatruvat. The mind can be the worst enemy, mind can be the best friend also. But in any case, the mind is the center of the senses. Bhutanam asmi chetana. And in the living entities, I am Chaitanya, consciousness. For some reason, the old edition said, I am the living force, knowledge.
Knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know why knowledge. Chaitanya doesn't mean knowledge, it means consciousness. And Prabhupada's whole purport is about consciousness. The difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness, like the living entity. Therefore, this consciousness is supreme and eternal. It cannot be produced by a combination of matter.
Someone said sat-chit. Chit means knowledge. Well, that means like being conscious of.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how some translator got knowledge, but Prabhupada said consciousness, and that's clearly what his purport is about. Rudranam Shankaras Chasmi Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasan. Among the Rudras, there are, what, 11 Rudras? Yes. And Shankara means Lord Shiva. So he's the in charge of Tamagun. He's Gunavatar, incarnation of Krishna. In Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasan, I'm the treasurer of the demigods, Vitesha, Vita Isha, among the Yakshas and Rakshasas. The Kubera is in charge of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, yes?
What are the Rudras?
Huh?
The Rudras.
What about them?
Who are they?
They're all different expansions like Lord Shiva, but I don't really know much. My Rudra technology is kind of not so hot. Yeah.
How is it that a Rakshasa is like has all the money for the demigods? It seems like it's kind of like an awkward position.
He's not a Rakshasa, but he's the in charge of the, just like Yamraj is in charge of the sinful, but he's not sinful. So Kubera is not a Yaksha or Rakshasas, but he's in charge of them. Therefore, when Dhruva Maharaj was killing all the Yakshas, Kubera was the one who interceded. Please don't go on unnecessarily killing these Yakshas. And Meru Shikari Namaham, among mountains, Mount Meru. Those who've read fifth canto know that Mount Meru is situated right in the center of the universe, and it's an enormous golden mountain. That mountain represents Krishna. Purodhasam Jamukhyam Mam Vidhi Partha Brihaspatim. Among Purohits, priests, Krishna says, I'm Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. And Senanina Mahamskanda. Among the Senaninam means commanders of armies.
Generals.
Hmm?
Generals.
Generals, yeah. Commanders. Generals, right. I'm Kartikeya or Skanda. He's also Skanda, you've seen. He's just as Lord Shiva rides on a bull and Lord Vishnu rides on Garuda. So Skanda's carrier is a peacock.
He's Shiva's son, correct?
Huh? He's the son of Shiva and Parvati. Yeah. Yeah. Yes?
Is Mount Meru in the spiritual world or in the material world?
Material.
Where?
Oh, just turn left at the samadhi and
go to the center of the universe.
It's in Bhumandala, isn't it?
It's quite a bit of geography, but we understand that there's a Bhumandala, an earth planetary system with different varshas, different islands, and in the very center is Ilavrata Varsha. And in the center of that is this Mount Meru, which is shaped the opposite to our the usual mountain, or it's situated inversely, or upside down, to make things simple, plain. Usually the wide part is at the bottom and the narrow part's at the top. This Meru is the opposite way. The narrow part is at the bottom and the broad part is at the top. the way those, you've seen lotuses? Have you seen a lotus flower? You've seen? Have you looked inside? Mm-hmm. When you look inside, the world, not exactly, pericarp is actually what it's called. Mm-hmm. But that central part, very often it's yellow, mm-hmm. With the little filaments coming out. Mm-hmm. Now that part is shaped the same way as Mount Meru. It's shaped broad at the top and narrow at the bottom. So Meru is situated that way, and there are little mountains that are like filaments that surround Mount Meru. It's very, very tall. The dimensions are given in fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not seeable by our tiny vision.
Well, it's just too big.
Hmm? Yeah, too big.
Can it be compared to, like, they have these dog whistles?
Yeah, the dog whistles that the dogs can hear. I mean, we can't. Everyone's senses are limited in a different way. And sarasam asmi sagaraha. Among bodies of water, what's the number one body?
Ocean.
So the ocean represents Krishna. You can, you know, the American Indians, they have like the idea that God is in the ocean, or God is in the trees, or God is in this, God is in that. So here, and not only the American Indians, others also. So here, that idea that God is everywhere, that God is in everything, is articulated. Krishna says that, yes, I'm the ocean among the bodies of water, among the heavenly bodies, I'm the sun. In this way, I'm everywhere. We skipped one, didn't we? I think so.
No.
Skipped a line.
No.
Sorry, let's look at that.
We have a lot of oceans, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean.
So one.
Vasunam pavakas chasmi. I missed that in the previous verse. Among the vasus, he's Agni, fire. So he's fire, he's the sun, he's the chief among the winds, he's the chief among the bodies of water. Maharshinam, we heard about the Maharshis, the seven sages. Maharshinam Bhriguraham, I'm Bhrigu. And Giram, among vibrations, asmi, ekam aksharam. Ekam aksharam means omkar. Among all of the sound vibrations, omkar is very prominent. That omkar vibration represents Krishna. Yes.
Isn't this section where the Hindus get most of their justification that Krishna is the Lord?
No. Sometimes they pull this, you know, they'll say, Krishna says, among the devas, I'm Indra. So Indra is actually God. Well, all right, then the shark is also God. The ocean is God. Gambling is God. You know, that really doesn't hold. It means they haven't understood the chapter.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the chapter, we'll find. No, the next one. Atava bahunayateena kim gyateena tavarjana. Vistabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stitojagat. Everything is existing on a particle of my energy.
Rajana trained in South India, a conversation with the person sitting across from me, he says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the Nimitta Maharajan, Baba Sadhusachin, become an instrument, he says, therefore I'm smoking for Krishna. Krishna is smoking through me when I smoke. He told me.
How's that logic again?
He said, like, Arjuna's, like, Krishna's kind of fighting through Arjuna.
Yeah.
So therefore, when I'm smoking, Krishna's smoking through me.
But Krishna doesn't say, offer me with love and devotion a cigarette.
That this is such a weird philosophy.
It's trained philosophy.
You know, when you're getting drunk, you're getting drunk for Krishna.
You're becoming Krishna conscious.
You're acting as an instrument for Krishna. It's wild. What, when you're masturbating, that you're acting as an instrument for Krishna? I mean, what, are we supposed to accept this crazy philosophy? It's just a crazy idea. Yeah.
The same person, he's saying he's smoking for Krishna, but he's not going to take.
He's not going to chant Hare Krishna for Krishna.
Yeah.
He'll smoke for Krishna.
He'll get cancer for Krishna?
He'll get cancer for Krishna. He'll do everything rotten. Everything rotten, everything tamasic, everything forbidden in the Shastras, he'll do for Krishna. But what Krishna tells him to do, he won't do. Krishna says, Mam ekam sharanam vraja. No, that for Krishna he won't do. But he'll smoke for Krishna. He's a rascal. Yajnanam japa yagyosmi. Of all yagyas, Krishna is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And stavaranam himalaya. Among immovable things, Krishna says he's the Himalaya.
Himalayas.
Wherever.
So he said of mountains he's Meru.
That's part of them.
Mountains he's Meru, but of immovable things, he's the Himalayas.
So can Meru be movable?
Yeah, I don't know how Meru moves, but Prabhupada says it is sometimes movable. But the Himalayas never are.
Which mountain was used when there was fire in the Brahmins and the
about
the
Meru?
They churned the milk ocean.
Yeah, that's how it gets movable, I guess. Can be appropriated for when you need a churning rod.
All the mountains, they had wings before, and then Indra cut them off.
Yeah.
So then they...
Yeah, then they fell. So yeah, Meru sometimes winds up in the ocean as a churning rod, but the Himalayas don't go anywhere.
And somebody told me that on the top of the Meru, Brahma sits.
Yeah, there are four different places for four different demigods. Indra has a place there, Brahma has a place there, Lord Shiva has a place there, there's another, I forget who the fourth person is, but there are different abodes on the top of Mount Meru, because it's a big place up there. So they have.
Why it is not visible to us, we cannot see from Meru.
Big things are hard to see.
There's a story of Prabhupada flying over Switzerland and he saw Mount Meru or something that you noticed?
No, he said, you know, so much, what can you see? I don't think he said he saw Mount Meru. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he saw things. Yeah.
But there's a lot to see. And, you know, the ant, what can he see? The Sataputta gives the example of the ant trying to see the Empire State Building. You know, he just can't quite get it. Yes?
Those mountains with wings that was mentioned, are they, could we understand it something like how some rocks they have, they actually grow, which means that there's actually something there?
Yeah, the mountains had consciousness. So they're not, yeah, the mountains had wings.
And so the consciousness has now left those?
I suppose. I guess when your wings get cut off and you fall to the ground, that may leave your body. I don't really know. Yes?
In the Ramayana, it says that I think Indra got angry with the mountains and chopped all their wings up and took them on mountains. So actually now they're considered not to have wings anymore.
They're considered?
Not to have wings anymore.
No, the mountains don't have wings anymore. Yeah. That we've noted. It'd be a real traffic hazard too, you know. Adirondacks start moving around.
Especially in Switzerland in the winter.
Yeah, Switzerland in the winter, you know, when all those mountains start taking off.
Yeah.
So it's probably better for air traffic that Indra has cut off the wings of the mountains.
And you wouldn't be able to book your winter vacations.
Yeah. You wouldn't quite know which mountain. You know, where the mountain would be by the time you got there. Ashvata sarva vrikshanam, of all the trees, Krishna says, the banyan tree, Ashvata, and devarshinam janarada, among the sages, among the demigods, Narad Muni, Gandharvanam Chitrarata, among the Gandharvas, Chitrarata, and Siddhanam Kapilo Munihi, among the perfected beings, I am the sage Kapildev, who Prabhupada mentions is the son of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. Yes. Excuse me? Kapildev is not Shakti Vesha Avatar. He's a plenary portion of Lord Vishnu. Yes.
It says of the sages among the demigods in Narada. Is there somewhere it says the sages among the demons?
No. But the among the demigods, not everyone is a sage. But there are some sages among the demigods, like Narad Muni, Parvat Muni. So among them, he's Narad Muni. The demons don't have any sages among them that I know of.
Bali
except
Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj. They have Mahajans.
He's Shukracharya among logicians or something.
Yeah, Shukracharya, he's something like a sage. Yeah, there are Munis among the...
But, I mean, Krishna says, among logicians, I'm Shukra.
Yeah, Shukracharya, he's there.
He's a logician.
So there's something like, there's, you know, the demonic version. there's...
Like a
chief priest is Brihaspati for the demigods, but then you get down to the demons, and it's Shukracharya.
What Lord is saying, I really understand that he's the greatest of everything. There's nothing greater than him, right?
Yes.
In all these texts.
Yeah, whatever you see, that will be the end of the chapter. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madhurjitam eva va tat tat eva vigatcha tvam. No.
Mamate jansu samphavat?
No, no.
That's the second one.
That's the second one. What's the other one?
Yeah,
okay. I had it right. Whatever is great, whatever is beautiful, whatever is... That's representative. Uchchai shravasam ashvanam. Among horses, there's a horse called Uchchai shrava, who was born Amritodbhavam, from the churning of the ocean of... nectar. This is that famous portion where the old one says the devotee demigods and the demons once took a sea journey. On this journey, nectar and poison were produced. It should be sea churning.
Yeah, I remember this was Govinda Madhava and there was a PBT.
He noted this.
He told me about this.
Yeah.
That was a very wonderful service. Sea journey.
So it's sea churning. Amrita Udvava means churning of the nectar. So the nectar, the ocean was churned. You know, I always used to have this picture of, you know, the boat going out with Lord Shiva all the time. That's not what it was.
Sea journey.
Krishna.
But there was churning, and in this churning, this horse was produced, Uchchai Shravasa, Ashvanam, and Airavatam Gajendranam. An elephant also was produced, Airavata, who became the elephant for Lord Indra. And Naranam Chanaradhipam. Among men, Krishna says, I'm the king. The king is supposed to be the representative of Krishna. Very important. Naranam Chanaradhipam. Among men, the king. The kings are supposed, therefore Krishna spoke to Divashan, the king of the sun planet, Rajarshis. Now the kings are something else. But even then, it's understood if someone has become the king, it's by the mercy of Krishna. So still, but kings aren't what they used to be. Ayudhanam aham vajram. Among weapons, the thunderbolt, which is the weapon of Lord Indra. And Dhenunam, among cows.
Surabhi.
Huh? Kamadhenu, Surabhi cow. Kamaduk. And Prajanas Chasmi Gandharpa. And of causes of procreation, I'm Cupid. People procreate because of the influence of Cupid. If it weren't for Cupid, no one would bother.
So is there another name for
the god of love?
Gandharpa? Cupid.
So there are other causes than Cupid?
Duty. Yeah, duty. But Cupid, without Cupid, you know, people just would not go through all this enormous trouble for begetting children and maintaining them and, you know, going through all the anxieties and heartaches and everything else. But Prajanas Cha Smi, of the causes for begetting children, Gandharpa. And Sarpanam Asmi Vasuki. And of serpents, he's Vasuki. Who served as the rope when they were churning the ocean. Prabhupada mentions also about Gandharpa that he's the representative, he's the sex desire for presenting good sons, so he's the representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged in only for sense gratification. Such sex does not represent Krishna. Anantas chasmi naganam. Of the nagas, I'm Ananta. So there's a distinction between these and the serpents mentioned in the previous verse. Sarpanam, the sarpas mentioned in the text 28 only have one head. But naganam, the nagas have many hoods. And among them, Ananta. And Varuno Yadasamaham, among the aquatic deities, Varuna, and Pitrina Maryamas Chasmi, among the departed ancestors, I am Aryama. This is another famous verse for editorially. Pitrina Maryamas Chasmi. The old purport begins. Where is that? Oh, not begins, but it says, there's also a planet of trees presided over by Aryama, who represents Krishna. Planet of trees. It should be a planet of
Pitris.
Pitrinam Aryamas Chasmi.
You put this in your Bhagavad Gita editorial quiz.
Yeah, this is in the editorial quiz. Where's the planet of the trees?
And the answer?
I don't know, but there's some people we'd really like to send there.
They insist on you. Something that old dog might eat.
Okay, so there's, and I had someone in Long Island, you know, insist to me that there must be a planet of trees somewhere because Prabhupada said so. Someone from our illustrious Ritvik community. insisted that no, Prabhupada said there was a planet of trees, so I have faith that there is.
Oh.
Poor thing.
he hasn't read the Sanskrit even.
Huh?
He hasn't even read the Sanskrit, so Pitrinam.
Pitrinam, yeah, it's very clear what happened, but not clear to him.
He didn't know Sanskrit.
Prahladas chasmi daityanam. Among the daityas, I'm Prahlad Maharaj. And kala kaliyatam ahang. Among subduers, I'm time. There's nothing that knocks everything down as much as time does. Time wears down everything. Subduers. Subdue means conquer. Subdue means conquer, really. It means to
vanquish,
to lay low.
Overwhelm, or like...
Huh?
Overwhelm, like...
Not necessarily to overwhelm, overcome.
Overpower.
Subdue means to...
Arrest.
Send you down. Sub... means down.
Subjugate.
Yeah, subdue. To lay low, you know, to bring down. That's subdue. So time brings down everything. No one, and that will come in the 11th chapter also. No one escapes the power of time.
Time I am.
Time I am. So kale kaliyatamaham. And mriganam cha mrigendroham. Among beasts.
Lion,
yes. Mrigendra, king of beasts. This expression, English expression, king of beasts, is there in the Sanskrit. Mrigendra. Indra, the mriga, Indra, the king of the animals, king of the beasts. And Vainateyas Chapakshinam. Among the birds.
Vainateya. The son of Vinata.
Who is the son of Vinata?
Garuda.
Garuda. Among the birds, he's Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. Pavana Pavatam Asmi. Of purifiers.
Fire. Wind.
And the wind.
Wind.
Wind purifies. You know, your house is all stale and everything, and the wind goes through and becomes purified. A dirty place, when the wind comes, it becomes purified. And Rama Shastra Britamaham. Among Shastra Britam, the bearers of weapons, who?
Rama. Or Parashuram.
Yeah, actually the old one said in the purport, now cut out, Lord Ramchandra of the Ramayana, an incarnation of Krishna, is the mightiest of warriors. You know, of the Ramayana, you know, like of Alice in Wonderland or something. Anyway, our acharyas comment here that Rama means Parshuram. And this explanation of the Ramayana, Lord Ramachandra, is added by a helpful editor who didn't know that our acharyas said Parshuram. And Chashana Makaras Chasmi. Among fish?
Shark.
And Shrotasam Asmi Janavi. Among rivers? Jamuna.
Ganges.
Janavita Tavane.
Ganga.
Ganga. The daughter of Janu Maharaj. Janu. Yes.
Among Ganga and the part of your name, Vrindavan, is close to.
Huh?
Part of Yamuna Bridge, close to
Ganga, which is more?
Well, the part of the Jamuna that goes through Braj and the part of the Ganga that goes through Mayapur are equally good. Otherwise, the Jamuna is considered the best, most confidential part of the Ganga. Jamuna is also coming from Ganga. Yes.
In text 21, refer to the 12 adityas. The Prabhupada says the 12 adityas. The principle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said Vishnu is referred to
sons. So those sons are those sons, S-O-N-S, sons, S-U-N.
Yeah, there's two sons here. Among the sons of Aditi, he's the S-O-N sons of Aditi, he's the S-U-N son. She had sons who were not sons. Yeah, one of her sons was the son.
Viva's son.
Viva's son, yeah.
Viva's
son. Viva's
son.
Viva's son.
Viva's son. Viva's son, yes. Okay. Sarganam adirantas cha madhyam chayavaham arjuna. Of all creations, Krishna says, I'm the beginning, the middle, and the end. Adi, Antas, and Madhyam. Of all creations. If you really want to read a screwed-up purport, my goodness. Among created manifestations, the total material elements are first created by Mahavishnu and annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is the secondary creator. All these created elements are different incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. Clear?
No.
Okay. Among the created manifestations, the first is the creation of the total material elements. As explained before, the cosmic manifestation is created and conducted by Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Kshiradakshay Vishnu, and then again it is annihilated by Lord Shiva. Brahma is the secondary creator. All these agents of creation, maintenance, and annihilation are incarnations of the material qualities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he's the beginning, the middle, and the end of all creation. Clear? These are the gunavatars. The guna means qualities. So these are the incarnations of the Lord for supervising the three qualities of material nature, which involve creation, maintenance, and destruction. Clear? Yes? Time. You want to take a break? Who's for breaks? Okay. We'll let you break anyway. We'll be nice guys. Give the guys a break.
Just a quick question. When Krishna was saying that cows and Suradi, I'm curious, sometimes he goes because in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Srabi exists in the spiritual world. So sometimes the Lord is saying, of the best, I am something that's not even within the material world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah, there's she comes to the material world also.
Rama is referred to the Lord Ram.
Parshuram. Parshuram. Yes.
Among the departed ancestors, Aryama. Who's Aryama?
Aryama is the person in charge of Pitraloka.
Ancestors.
Although Prabhupada also says that this Kamadhu, Vishwanath says, is a Kamadhenu that was born from the ocean of milk also, from the churning of the ocean.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned here that among the logicians there are different stages of argument.
Oh, I don't know.
Tomorrow, Friday?
Tomorrow's not Friday.
Yeah.
This is a couple of days. This prasadam is in the kitchen again. It's just beast. 2 o'clock, but we'll be there at 1:30. 1:30, 1:40.
Yeah, the presentation of evidence is called Japa.
Yes, that's
Japa.
That's really
yeah.
Another wild one.
What does it say?
The presentation of argument is called Japa.
Oh. It's going to come to a point now where we want to be in the sun.
Yeah, right.
tell you, they still didn't have snow in Europe. No.
Mm-hmm. They still? Oh, poor ski slopes.
I have friends in my hometown, two twin brothers, devotees. They're mad about, you know, snowboarding.
Snowboarding, you like, right?
And then there's no snow in Europe, and they're like,
okay, we are starting again.
Priyarivo! We're starting.
So, Sarganam Adirantascha Madhyam Chaivaha Marjana. I am the beginning, the middle, and end of all creations. And Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. Of all kinds of vidya, education, Krishna is spiritual education, adhyatma vidya, spiritual knowledge. And vada prabhadatam aham. Of all arguments, Krishna is vada, the conclusion. And it was pointed out to me during the break that among logicians, there are different kinds of stages of argument. The presentation of evidence is called japa. That's not really right. It's jalpa. So the conclusive truth, vada, is Krishna. Aksharana makarosmi. Among letters, akar. Akar means the letter A, or in the Sanskrit alphabet also, the short A, the first letter. You can't say anything. You can't have an alphabet unless you start with the first letter. The first letter is akar. And dvandva samasikasya cha. We discussed yesterday that there are different kinds of compounds in the Sanskrit grammar. Tatpurusha compound, Bahuvrihi compound, and Dvandva compound. Dvandva compound means a compound in which both elements are equally important, like Rama, Krishna. Rama and Krishna in that compound are equally important. In other compounds, one element is important or the other element is important, either the first or the second, or neither of them is important, they're dependent on a third. But in Dvandva, both elements are equal.
Oh, that's why it's
number one.
Well, there is an editorial mistake in the Croatian translation of Bhagavad Gita. They say actual translation is of dual compound is the word that consists of two syllables.
Yeah, that's taken from the old Bhagavad Gita. Dvandva Samasika Sutta. Where's that? Yeah. In Sanskrit, there are many compounds in which the dual word, like Ramakrishna, is called Dvandva. Rama and Krishna have the same rhythm and therefore are called dual.
No
way.
What does that mean now in the new edition, the same form?
New edition explains. Rama and Krishna have the same form. It's the same grammatical form. Then, dvandva samasikasya cha, and aham evakshaya kala. Akshaya means that which is imperishable, immortal, inexhaustible. Among that things which can't be exhausted, he's time. He was also mentioned as time previously. Of subduers, he's time. Of inexhaustible things, he's time. Time is never exhausted. Maybe you can measure a little piece of time, but time is eternal. And tata ham vishpato mukham. And of creators, He is Brahma. And our commentators say very clearly, Chaturmukha Brahma, four-headed Brahma. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. Prabhupada quotes this quite often. I'm death, who takes everything away. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. Everything is stolen away at the time of death. So you can deny Krishna in the form of Shamsundar, but you can't deny him in the form of death. He'll come and he'll take everything away. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. Those who don't accept any god, God means superior power. So you have to accept superior power in the form of time, in the form of death. Those who are the beginners or the, you know, people who don't quite understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can start here. You don't accept Krishna as we're worshipping Radha Krishna, but you have to accept Krishna this way. And you'll have, probably, you'll have to offer dandavats also.
It's like if you don't surrender willingly, then you'll have to surrender anyway.
That's right. So, Mrityu sarvaharas chaham and Udbhavascha bhavishyatam. He's also the generating principle for everything that is still to come. Bhavishyati. Whatever it is that he's that's going to happen now, in the future, he's the cause of that. Living entities undergo six basic changes. They're born, they grow, they stay for some time, reproduce, dwindle, and finally vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb. And that's Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. What do they say? The first every journey begins with the first step. So anything that's going to happen in the future will start with the beginning. So among all of these changes, everything has a beginning and an end. Krishna says, I'm the beginning of everything that will come in the future. Without the beginning, you're not going to have any other phase. So that represents Krishna. And Kirti Srir Vakshanadi Nam Smitir Medha Jatik Shama. Among women, I'm fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. These are feminine qualities, and it's clear from the purport that Prabhupada is that these qualities can appear in men also. It's not that these are, although they're feminine qualities, they're not exclusive to women. There's personifications of these qualities. They're largely the wives of Dharma, I think it's mentioned. 35. Yeah. 13 daughters of Daksha were mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dakshas, daughters Shraddha, Maitri, Daya, Shanti, Santi, Tushti, Pushti, Kriya, Unnati, Buddhi, Medha, Titiksha, Hri, Murti. And Mahabharata, there's a different list, which includes Kirti, Shri, Driti. Bhak doesn't appear there, but there they are. These are our feminine qualities. The person who has them becomes glorious. and the ability to not only to read many books on different subject matters, but to understand them and apply them when necessary, is intelligence, medha, another opulence. The old book said, one need not read many books on different subject matters. The ability to remember a few and quote them when necessary is also another opulence. Well, you don't have to laugh. It's true.
Yeah.
You don't have to read lots of books. Just to remember a few and quote them when necessary is good. That's another opulence. But that's simply not what Prabhupada said. The ability not only to read many books, but to understand them and apply them is intelligence. What's the use of reading so many books if you don't understand them and can't apply them? Yes. Okay. Any other questions here so far? Yes? What are the mescaline qualities? It's a hallucinatory drug. And masculine qualities. Anything that ends with a short A, I guess. These are grammatically feminine, and they're feminine in terms of the personified the entities who personify them. Male qualities, I don't know, they're not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yes?
In the presentation that the ladies who engaged in Sikh years ago, they said that masculine qualities are lust for power.
Lust for power, yeah, okay. But
those qualities go into the kshatriyas, you know?
That's an example of Vak, fine speech. I don't know which specific qualities are marked as being masculine, but they would be grammatically masculine. These are all grammatically feminine. Kirti, Shri, Vak, Narina, Smriti, Medha. But there'd be feminine. And by the way, masculine and feminine are not what we think they are. In grammar, there's masculine and feminine, but, for example, there might be for any entity, even a female one, you can have a grammatically masculine noun or a grammatically feminine noun. And you have that. You'll have, examples don't come to mind right now, but you can have synonyms for the same thing. One synonym will be masculine, another will be feminine, and they mean the same thing. Some of you speak languages where there's masculine. Who speaks masculine and feminine languages? Hebrew, Croatian, French,
Icelandic,
Russian, Spanish, Italian,
German,
Polish. So they all have
English.
Hmm?
English.
Not
English language.
No, English doesn't.
He and she. He is masculine.
Yeah, you have pronouns. But you know, like a ship is not, or like a tree is not masculine or feminine. But in Russian, for example, a tree is either masculine or feminine. Depending on, you know, just its grammatical nature. Hindi, it's also, like languages in Hindi are all feminine. Hindi. It's feminine.
We have neuter ones in Icelandic.
That's also in Sanskrit. There's feminine, masculine, there's also
neuter.
So you have three. So Bengali. Icelandic is
Bengali
close,
doesn't
right?
have that. Yeah.
Bengali doesn't have it. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is there something that determines the masculine or feminine nature of a word?
Convention. I mean, there are endings. Generally, the ones that end with long I, long A, they're feminine. But as to why,
reason, yeah.
You know, some things seem to go like in, like languages in Hindi, the if it's a language, it's probably feminine. Why? Because Y is a crooked letter, you know, I don't know why. But anyway, does that cover this?
Yes.
Somebody else had a question here? Yes.
Well, on chapter 7, Krishna says, I am ability in man. Is that...
Yeah, these are similar. Krishna's, again, in the 7th chapter, he's given a hint, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the taste of water.
But is that a masculine quality? Ability?
That's a grammatical question. I'd have to look back and see. And even then I might not see, because I don't know Sanskrit grammar. But there are a lot of qualities. If they're grammatically masculine, they're masculine. But otherwise, for example, well, we won't. But dritti, for example, determination, is not something that only women have.
That's one of the kshatriya qualities,
right?
Dritti dakshir.
What is that? Soryam tejo dritti daksham yudhe chapya palayanam. So dritti is expected in a kshatriya, determination. But it's listed here as a feminine quality. It doesn't mean it's just for girls. Even though, anyway, it's not. Yeah, I mean, we could argue about how much intelligence they have, how much patience they have, and so on, but that would be bad form. We're not going to do that, right?
So
we're
going to
be good little sannyasis here, I'm not saying that.
Among women doesn't mean women in this context.
Well, it means women taking them as the personified fame, personified fortune.
These are women in the universe.
They're women, yeah, they're specific women. They're daughters of Daksha.
Yeah.
So in that way they're women. But it doesn't mean... anyway, if you find intelligence in a woman, it's certainly Krishna's opulence. Extraordinary opulence. It's this of Krishna.
Very impressive.
We didn't mean that. In fact, I didn't even say it.
Somebody recording this?
Actually,
yeah, Maharaj doesn't have anything to take away.
We didn't even edit it out from the recording.
Anyway, it's true. When you see intelligence in these fine people that we call women, it's Krishna's
offering.
You think?
Startling.
I didn't say that.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, we're complimenting women on their... Anyway, Hare Krishna. But there are also feminine qualities that are good in women. That's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When women are engaged properly, then their good qualities are manifest. Brihat sama tata sam nam Gayatri chandasamaham Masanam margashirshoham Ritunam kusumakaraha.
Oh, good.
Among the hymns of the Samaveda, there's a beautiful hymn called Brihat Sama. In fact, I think that was messed up too. Yeah, okay, we won't go into how that purport was messed up previously. It's not, you know, we don't have to, as they say, beat a dead horse. But Krishna has previously said, Vedanam Samavedosmi, among the Vedas, I'm the Samaveda. And here, among the Samaveda songs, is the Brihat Sama. An exquisite melody sung at midnight, it says here. Then, Gayatri Chandasamaham. The Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri is actually a meter. So among meters, Krishna says, I'm the Gayatri.
Gayatri Chanda, huh?
Mm-hmm. Gayatri Chanda. Chanda means meters, right? So among meters, Krishna says, I'm the Gayatri. And Masanam, among months, Margashirsha, according to one calendar, Margashirsha is the first month. And Ritunam Kusumakara, among seasons, everyone likes spring. Kusuma Akara.
I think we're in one Margashira right now.
Is it? Could be. According to one calendar. One calendar. There are different calendars according to one calendar, Margashirsha.
The last month.
That's why I'm saying one calendar. There are different. You can start wherever you want. So there are different calendars, not only one. And according to one calendar, Kusumakara is the first. Margashirsha is the first. Or here Prabhupada says it's considered the best because grains are collected from the field at this time. So from that point of view, it's prominent. And Ritunam Kusumakara, among seasons, everyone likes spring.
Flower grains.
Yeah, Kusumakara, making flowers.
Kusuma means
flowers, and Kusumakara means the season in which there are many flowers. We're just about done, practically. We can do one more verse. Dyutam chalyatam asmi tejas tejas vinamaham jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam Sattvavatamaham. Among all cheating processes, dyutam. Dyutam means gambling. Dyutam panam striya sunam yatra dharma chaturvida. In the Bhagavad Gita, these are the four principles of adharma: intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, and gambling.
Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahadyuti, what would that mean? The great cheater, the great gambler? That means effulgence.
Yeah.
Means effulgence.
Duty means effulgence, thank you. Greatly effulgent. Don't call him a cheater. His agenda is in the Bhagavad Gita class here. No, greatly effulgent. Dyutam, so Krishna Prabhupada says, is all-sided. He's not one-sided. He's the most outstanding cheater. He's the most outstanding thief. He's the most outstanding killer. He's the most outstanding lover. He's the most outstanding everything. He's not one-sided. He's all-sided. Tejas, tejas, vinamaham. Of those who have teja, power, Krishna is that power.
This is repetition.
Hmm?
This is that line is a repetition exact from 10:10. I mean 7:10.
Yeah, what's 7:10?
It says
Sanskrit.
Bija mam sabhutanam buddhi parta sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi.
Tejas tejas vinamaham. So it's repeated again.
Yeah.
The strength of the strong. When Arjuna was empowered by Krishna, he could defeat all the warriors at Kurukshetra. When Krishna took away the power, he couldn't do anything. Couldn't even defeat a batch of cowherd men. So the strength of the strong, and jayosmi, vyavasayosmi, victory and vyavasaya, endeavor, and Sattva Sattva Vatamaham. Yes. Interesting. Tejas Tejas Finam. Here it's translated the splendor of the splendid. Teja can also mean effulgence. So
yes,
splendid. So it can be taken that way. And Sattvam Sattvavatamaham. Interesting. Let's see what's here. Okay. No one can surpass Krishna in everything, in anything. He's supreme in everything, and we're just getting a hint of his opulence. All right. We'll continue tomorrow. We'll finish this chapter.
Prasadam in the big kitchen.
Tomorrow?
1:30.
Be there 1:30.
Yeah, be there 1:30.
Vyas Puja of Subhag Swami Maharaj.
Subhag Swami Maharaj. Ki
jai.
66
on Tuesday.
Is it late?
What
time?
It's scheduled for 2, but which means be there 1:30 or else you're going to be waiting in line till 3. Huh? It's coming? No.
Where is he?
No, he always hides out on his
Kula
Vyas
Puja.
Really?
Yeah.
You're quiet today.
He's in the field.
Somebody told that he's coming from the
residence. He met Prabhupada in London.
Oh, I don't think he's in that.
I don't think he's
joking.
He's
not here. Small,
yeah, he's short, he's very jolly, very.
I love him. You know? He's
just
he's not so famous in Europe.
No, no. He's a real sadhu. You know.
I just heard the name, and once I saw him somewhere.
If you stay, I'll do anything. It's like, I mean, when I see him, I'll think of Karnapur because he's so simple and jolly and. Yeah. Okay, he's very simple.
Because
when he joined,
you know, he came with his
father, comes from a very gentle, very cultured family.
He was like, no, I cannot do it. Oh, okay, stop. Okay, I'll do.
You know Ben Stiller? You know Ben Stiller?
New pair of shoes. And he goes to Mahara. So she found. Yeah, almost the same. And she brought them to him.
Yeah, Mahara.
Some Jewish actor, you know. Jewish actor.
What was his name?
Your shoes. Ben Stiller.
I like
New York actor.
Little
flowers. Like
beautiful.
Movie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
so she gave him the shoe.
He took the shoe.
Go Ranga. I'm also invited to the show in the
concert. Amazing. Did you read this book, Legacy of Life? Biography of Michael G. Swabani?
Chai.
There's a photo
yogurt,
in the book.
Ice cream, chocolate.
I've heard some lectures.
The book I got years ago. I read it and I was like, oh my god, you know, she jumped before the soldiers with the machine guns in order to defend the devotees. In Africa, and they just shut her down.
I see, that's Mataji?
No, that's Mataji flooding.
And then they found the sari in the river a couple of days later and her body all.
And the devotees were spared?
Some.
Devotees, like that.
Yeah, it was like a revolution. One guy claimed himself to be the king, and he was in a torture.
Yeah.